A bloke flashed his lights, and Gavin was inside the limit. We go past one of them white four-wheel drives parked on the side of the road, no problem. You wouldn't believe it, about half a mile down the road, I said to Gavin, I think that's a cop coming the other way. He went past us, the red and blue lights come on, spun around, come down, and booked poor old Gavin.
Oh, dear.
He hasn't been the same since, and we were lucky to get home.
Oh,
he's a nervous wreck.
He'll be hurting.
Oh, you know what he's like with a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Gaz.
Righto, mate.
Say good morning.
See you, good
See
one.
You later. Okay, Gavin. Good on you, Gav. And good on you, Gaz. That's Gary Harley with the preview there for Newcastle. Twilight Car, we get underway at about 10 to 3 this afternoon on 7 Race Car. You're on Racing HQ, coming up the Sydney preview with Paul Joyce.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Shiraz Cabernet by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Save at Oz Design Furniture's New Year sale with 20 to 50% off store-wide on all furniture and homewares. Ends Monday in-store and online at ozdesignfurniture.com.au. Very heavy traffic conditions on Narellan Road towards Campbelltown after a multi-vehicle smash near Blaxland Road. Delays back to Waterworth Drive. Also, Marsh Street and Airport Drive bumper-to-bumper into both airport terminals. The Eastern Distributor on the brake southbound before Darlinghurst. Debris on the road approaching Dacey Street, the issue there. And Roseville for the Pacific Highway at Shirley Road, one northbound lane still closed with telegraph pole repairs underway. The King Living Summer Sale ends soon with up to 50% off selected furniture designs. Don't just buy any sofa, create a king. Hurry, sale ends soon. Visit King Living today. I'm Jess Kapaloop on Sky Sports Radio.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast.
Big Bash commentator Adam Gilchrist explains why our bowling attack might struggle against the Indian batting.
Gillespie, McGrath and then Kasperich on that too. I don't know that we've got the quality of those guys necessarily in the bowling ranks at the moment. I think the squad covers a variety of options, and then they'll get there and have to quickly work out what option they want to go with it. Is it spin heavy or is it going to the quick?
The Big Sports Breakfast. 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and USG Boral.
Heading back to school or uni or just around the corner? FamLee has got all your computing needs covered with fantastic bargains from all the best brands. Head into FamLee today and grab a hot back to school and uni bargain while stocks last.
Jesse.
Last summer, 14 children drowned in our backyard pools.
No.
A moment's distraction is all it takes.
Can some, honey, can you get that?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Keep watch, no matter what. To learn more, search Royal Life Saving Australia.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
A very good morning to you if you're joining us for the first time or whether you've been with us throughout the morning. Lovely to have you along on Racing HQ. Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, Jason Witham, with you this morning as we get into the Sydney preview with Paul Joyce. Nick Quinn will be with us in just a moment as well to run us through the prices from tab.com.au. But firstly, if you missed the track report earlier today from Randwick, Navesh Ramdani, track manager, is with us. Morning again, Navesh.
Good morning,
Jason. A good day ahead of us today. Perhaps a bit of rain yesterday. Take us through that.
Yeah. So the sun is starting to break through now.
It's sorry, Brad, what was
that? Mostly sunny afternoon, but most importantly, a very, very strong southerly breeze. And that's
sounds exciting.
It's blowing very strongly at the moment, and that would assist them down the front straight. They'll cover the straight.
Yeah,
the
I'm not sure.
The back straight, but as they come around and down the front straight, they'll get a bit of
not sure.
With the wind. Mm-hmm. Track's currently rated a soft 5 with a penetrometer of 5.31.
All right. Chance of an upgrade? What do you give that as a percentage chance?
Yeah, look, I think a pretty good one. If the sunshine keeps coming out like it is right now and with this breeze, I think they'll run some reasonable time with this strong breeze. And Look, I think we'll get an upgrade at some point in the afternoon. I don't think it'll be early, though, because there's still a good amount of moisture in the track. So we'll see how it dries out with a bit of sun and wind.
And on it.
And roll back in the true position for the first time. They draw it at a lot, Royal.
That's it, rail back in the true.
Supial. It's Royal Casino. Travers sticks on, charging late Marsupial. They draw it at a line, and I reckon Marsupial might have even got up. It's in a photo with Royal Casino. Eden Rock finished well, and Travers back near the fence. Behind those was Olafont, San Marco, next o'clock in Time to Excel now, with Choice Harvest and Platinum Spirit has been the last difference.
Sydney preview, and he is with us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jason. Yeah. 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 In the chair this morning,
and we the line on chart.
We just heard the best there say we may get up to a good four at some stage, which is terrific. So basically, in the old scale, this is a genuine dead track with bit of gift. And our most horses should get their chance.
Yeah, plenty of interest around some of the young horses going around in the first couple of races. Nick Quinn from TAB is also on the line. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Very good morning, Jason.
Looking forward to hearing some of the prices and movements throughout the course of the afternoon.
It's Royal Casino. Travers sticks on, charging late Marsupial. They draw it at a line, and I reckon Marsupial might have even got up. It's in a photo with Royal Casino. Eden Rock finished well, and Travers back.
I know there's been good support for Eden Rock. Can you run us through the prices?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Eden Rock.
With Marsupial 50, Eden Rock in front, but now outside, not Travers.
Including a $1,000 bet, and the clear favourite now from Watchdog on the second line of betting at 440. There's been a little bit of specking for one at a price in number 11, Sweet Bouquet, 9 into 750. But overall, Eden Rock has been popular, has also been anchored through a multi.
Head of the straight, Travers and Royal Casino the outside, not much between them. But now Royal Casino just puts the neck in front as they reach the 150. Eden Rock working home with Marsupial. It's Royal Casino. Travers sticks on, charging late Marsupial. They draw to the line, and I reckon Marsupial might have even got up. It's in a photo with Royal Casino. Eden Rock finished well, and Travers back near the fence. Behind those was Olafont, San Marco, next o'clock in Time to Excel with Choice Harvest and Platinum Spirit has been the last to go by. So a photo here, Royal Casino and Marsupial, big finish from it. It's chimed in on there.
He was ridden quietly in his trial. He was Queen of One. James Doyle and
now, two in front of Exotherma. Guard of Honor starting to rip home on the outside. It's Ramatuel in front of a wall of horses that they draw to the post. And Ramatuel comes down to win from Guard of Honor and Eyecatcher. Third home, a photo between Exotherm and also Doozy. Next across the line, Queen of Kariba Libran.
But no surprise if he comes out and wins this, just takes a picture. Too good. Now, the other two chances, I thought number 9 Exceeds will be a definite improver. She is a good type. She had the debut run at Canterbury, which turned out to be a really strong form race. From Within, first, Invader, second, and Chauffeur ran third, who, of course, went up and ran a terrific race in the Magic Million. So I've got her as the improver. Best of the rest, I thought number 6, Ultramarine. He's been trialling well enough for the Snowdens to come out and run a cheeky race. So we'll go 7, 2, 9, and 6. An intriguing race to start the day.
It is, Paul, and I guess we'll see many of these press on towards a slipper preparation. We haven't seen a slipper winner have a start after New Year, but I guess some of these will be looking to buck that trend, and probably good prices at the moment.
Yeah, for sure, Exotherm,
revved up.
You're going to see the golden
Captain Prince and
New Year, it'll have to be soon.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can check out all of those prices. I think Eden Rocks are currently a $26 chance. Let's move on to race number 2. This is the good race. It's the quality 1,000 metres for the 3-year-olds. And, I think first up...
Behind those, Queen of Kariba, followed by Doozy, Libran, Pyramid Prince and Guard of Honour. Kept in behind, runners given a quiet time out the back. Down to the 200, Ramatuel revved up now. Two in front of Exotherm. Guard of Honour starting to rip home on the outside. It's Ramatuel in front of a wall of horses that they draw to the post. And Ramatuel comes down to win from Guard of Honour and Eyecatcher. Third home, a photo between Exotherm and also Doozy. Next so across the line, Queen of Kariba Libran and Pyramid Prince back last of all.
Do you reckon the easing favourite Guard of Honour will find the lead?
Ramatuel takes it out.
Up there punching the bruise as well.
Yeah, look, it really is a good race. Just tops on the other goes,
Twist Tops going with her. Lucia just in front, though, and Lucia will beat Twist Tops.
Spending to win will be right there. I think Garda Bonner was ridden very quietly in his last trial.
Respect here by Lachetti. Gives away, pushing through the side. Lachetti is the leader, making a gap with the outside and further back.
He's the one coming back in trip. So it's really interesting how this race will unfold. I've gone 3, 1, 2, and 5. I've got Tactical Advantage on top.
Lachia getting to the outside and Twist Tops is taking a gap between them. Rowinda is the leader. Coming down the outside, Lachia. Twist Tops pushing through the centre. Harlem Lady gives away a big start. Rowinda being tackled by Lachia. Twist Tops going with her. Lachia just in front, though, and Lachia will beat Twist Tops. Rowinda third. Harlem Lady got going into fourth. Followed by Heartlings, Magic Airs, and Miss Farloo was the last in. Lachia number 5.
He's now got a 3.5 kilo weight turnaround. So weight and measures then would tell you generally the most probably beat
around the race today. But Dia de Reyes went to the lead from Care to Think, diving at it on the outside. Hits the first post coming up. Ward might be the outside one.
So this will test him. I've gone 3, 1, 2, and 5.
Yeah, intriguing race. Chris outside, this outside.
Dia de Reyes comes after it. Now, Jack come down to about Lacing Follow. Casino's in it.
Hoping for a bit of pace up front. Third race is over the mile. Phillies and Mares benchmark 78. Gee, this is an open race, isn't it, Quinny?
It is an open race. You're spot on. But after $5 was posted for the toppy Harlem later, punters reacted, and Harlem Lady has been
Tori Saraceno's in about third placing, followed by Takes Time, down to about the 200 metres mark. Jexalent is just in front. Now Dia de Reyes gets out and comes after it. Jexalent in front of Dia de Reyes, and Care to Think is down the outside. But Dia de Reyes went to the lead from Care to Think, diving at it on the outside. It's the first post coming up. Or it might be the outside one. It might be Care to Think, a nose to Dia de Reyes. Third then went to Jexalent, followed by Sugar Ray Red. Sports Report made ground to midfield. Then came same old Killerman's Run and Takes Time. Tori Saraceno, Gypsy Wild, and King and Roy around about the last one home. I would think Care to Think on the outside might get the stride in here. Let's have a look at a replay. Yep, probably will. Looks like seven.
To the
fraction, they're going just a second. Lengthens has been roused. Yes, no, then more than Leopard to Leopard. Obsidian to the outside. It's still Classic Uniform in front. Look at Leopari flashing home on the rails. Classic Uniform in front from Leopari and Obsidian. And Classic Uniform's going to lead all the way. Classic Uniform, 1.5 length to Leopari. Obsidian third, Chestnut Road fourth. Then came Dark Eyes from More Than Fabulous, who peaked on the run. Red to Bowie.
The last four runs now have been terrific. That run the bell of the turf state, she just couldn't get out. She got out, she would have made it interesting. In the end, the form guide says beat with 5 lengths. But honestly, she would have been in the place.
Leopari front, look at side.
Same track, same
classic uniform, the right to the outside, then just
bonus. And great last start win on a soft track. Barrier one, yet again, O'Shea and James Doyle. A combination that really is proving a winning one. I've gone 1, 4, 6, and 2, boys.
Okay, Joycey, race number 4, the Tab Highway Handicap.
Slips about two in front of Chestnut Road. Then Francesco, More Than Fabulous to the outside. Then Dark Eyes, Obsidian getting right to the outside. Classic Uniform, a length clear from Chestnut Road. Then More Than Fabulous, Obsidian to the outside. It's still Classic Uniform in front. Look at Leopari flashing home on the rails. Classic Uniform in front from Leopari and Obsidian. And Classic Uniform's going to lead all the way. Classic Uniform, 1.5 length to Leopari. Obsidian the third, Chestnut Road fourth. Then came Dark Eyes from More Than Fabulous, who peaked on the run. Red to Bowie, Hand from the Barber. Francesco couldn't close it off. Then Regal Monarch and Secateur was last to finish.
Usually genuine, and that's exactly what we're
riding double today.
We've got, and there is more. Making your Farrow,
Pick Academy for the quarters of and Turling Academy.
Double along here. It'll be a good race to watch. I've gone 6, 10.
Outside, Cawthon's Power from Olympic Academy, and Cawthon's Power makes it 2 out of 2 at Warwick Farm. It beat Olympic Academy.
On debut, she drew white gate over the
Cawthon's Pemmy being Jordan's Power. Looks as though the Academy heads rides up Quimmy the inside.
So that's already shown how versatile she is, even though she's only had the 2 starts. And that could prove the difference today, because if this speed really does go on, I think she's got the ability to sit back off it and finish over top.
In front, Olympic Academy, the inside, but Cawthon's Power strides up quickly now on the outside. Olympic Academy heads off King's Guard. Looks as though the favourite's in pain. Cawthon's Power, the outside. Olympic Academy being joined and headed by Cawthon's Power, the outside. Cawthon's Power from Olympic Academy, and Cawthon's Power makes it 2 out of 2 at Warwick Farm, but beat Olympic Academy. King's Guard, well, he got very hot and bothered today, and he didn't see it out in third. Wine Tales, no excuse. Excuses for her, and Rock Milady was last in. Cawthon's Power riding double for Blake Shin.
But you just got to respect the stable. And I've gone 6-10 to
Snoopy speed today.
And it's not the easiest way, Quinny, to kick off a big six. We should mention the jackpot from Tad today.
For home now, good Snoopy in time from Dylan's Rojo. Between them, Ecuador, down the outside, off the rails, and Snippet's Lamb. But Ecuador rests the lead now. And Ecuador went past Snoopy to win it.
I'm sure it will, absolutely. Race number 5's over the 2,000 metres. This is a benchmark at 78. And interesting race here. It's about 4 the field.
Oh, he does. Oh, in front, in front.
Has been the best back runner, 460 into 420. Then we have Embley 5, More Than Fabulous 6, Montauk 7. Multifaceted has had support for the birthday boy Tommy Berry, $9 into 8. Then double figures or better the rest. But Boonie Energy, the $4 favourite, Georgian,
Snoopy
maybe
still on the bridle. Religifies making hard work of it. Ecuador's grinding away behind them. Dylan's Rojo in front. He hasn't pushed the button yet on Snoopy. Now he does. Ecuador's creeping up behind them. Snoopy goes for home now. Snoopy in front from Dylan's Rojo. Between them, Ecuador down the outside, off the rails, and Snippet's Lamb. But Ecuador rests the lead now. And Ecuador went past Snoopy to win it. Ecuador by 3/4 to Snoopy. Third between Snippet's Lamb and off the rails. Then Backman from Dancers on Star, Dylan's Rojo, and Religify was the first beaten. Oh, he loves Rose Hill. Loves this place.
The only niggle is, of course, if that's flattened him, he hasn't backed up.
Hard as well. Days, three wider in, got under. No bad. Winding up on the. Unders is trying to get off the fence. Eastern Legends winding up on the outside. Eastern Legends swamping them. And Eastern Legend got up to beat the luckless got unders. Took him a while to get off the fence.
Hard to get away from him, number two, Burning Energy. The five, I think the rain coming will really
bring him right. Eastern Legend got under blood, pulling out,
heading up. He's been knocking on the door, ready to break through. James Doyle yet again coming to the fore there. The six, More Than Fabulous, another one that loves this thing out of the track. He just struggles to win races. But Blake Shin does have a good
bad blood in front of Gender B N. Nike and Rock got under, sweating on a run from Mr. Entertainer, and Eastern Legends pulling out. No Bad Blood being joined by Gender B N. Got under's needs room, and then Eastern Legend. No Bad Blood's got a bit of a kick. Got under's is trying to get off the fence. Eastern Legends winding up on the outside. Eastern Legend swamping them, and Eastern Legend got up to beat the luckless got under's. Took him a while to get off the fence. No Bad Blood third, followed by Hot Benny. Then came Chavish. From Mercurian, further back to Gender BN, Satirical Magic, Mr. Entertainer,
okay,
and Icon Rock.
Race number six.
Was
this
the last
is Rebecca
one to finish.
Louise Handicap, named after Rebecca Wilson, of
Bobby
course,
Alyssa.
Has sadly passed away last year. And a nice
Eastern
initiative
Legend.
There from the club. We heard from Brett Devine from the ATC earlier with raising some funds for the foundation there in the next couple of days. Cawthon's Power likely to be going as the favourite to make it back-to-back here, Nick.
Yes,
pioneering Ziggy Willy, surging through Suspense Magic Alibi. Here we go in the last Suspense. Give it to Suspense.
Kings Honours has support 9 into 6. Olympic Academy 7.50. Then we have Song and Lady and Rock and Lady both at $10. But the favourite is Cawthon's Power. Where do you see Cawthon's Power?
The outside, ending up on the alley. Matt side.
Yeah, hopefully a little bit handy.
Hearing. Then I try Green.
We've only got Dino Speed on paper. I've gone 1, 3, 5, and 4. I didn't want to put Cawthon's Power on top because he knocked me out of my quaddy last start when he won, and that was on the back of some very mixed form. But I think it was the soft track that brought him back to his best.
Timeless Prince last, 400 out. Ice Striker in front from Pioneering. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy, Perfect Air behind them. Suspense is boxed up. Then came Cadero. Down to the 200. Pioneering takes the lead. Perfect Air gets the run on the inside. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy. Magic Alibi's winding up on the outside. Pioneering, Ziggy Willy. Surging through Suspense, Magic Alibi. Here we go in the last Suspense. Get it to Suspense and a dramatic finish from Pioneering Ziggy Willie and Magic Alibi not far away with Open Book Cadero. Then I Strike a Timeless Prince, Esteban El Lu, Gold Symphony and Elementa P. Another dramatic finish. Suspense has burst through the centre. Suspense will get it to the minors. Pioneering Ziggy Willie,
Joycey, and
Magic Alibi.
Mentioned the Rebecca Wilson Breast Cancer Fellowship Foundation,
I wouldn't like to have a stat there at who's run
of research.
Second, but
there's a luncheon on there, all details on the ATC website. This is race number 7. This is the feature event.
Them,
it is
at
the
Eastern
Tattersalls Club Carrington Stakes. Really good race, this one, Quinnia. Although it's a smallish field, it's certainly a very competitive race.
Oh, it's certainly a really good betting affair
Imperial
as well.
Ecuador, she surges to the front, shot away from Rhythm of Light in Paris Imperial. Up on the outside. Then we got Nasty Girl, but it's an easy one to the favourite. Paradis Imperial is down one by a length. Rhythm of Light and a photo for the minor end of the prize with Nasty Girl.
But Joycey, it's a small field, but there's plenty of speed here. Well, it's going to be Ecuador or maybe Oxford Poet finding the lead.
Come off the lead. I've got Oxford Poet probably leading. I think Ecuador will take a sixth barrier away. At least they've got the Oxford to do that. Prince Famous will definitely be up there challenging. A Ninth Legion, he showed plenty of speed up at Eagle Farm last start and almost kept going. He was only picked right on the line, so he had a bit of speed for this as well. 1, 4, 2, and 7 are the numbers. Ecuador on top. He paraded well first up, but he was certainly open to improvement. So the fact that he carried 62 kilos and managed to win as dominantly as he did, he's just come back in super form. And actually, when you look at his stats, he's actually getting better with age. He's won 3 of his past 4 starts now. Now, this horse has run second to Winks in an Epsom handicap, and also the last time he tackled this track and distance, he ran second in a tramway. So he's got the class, he's got the form, and he's come back terrifically. It's hard to go past him, number one, Ecuador. The 4 Oxford Poet will love these conditions, will make his own luck on the speed. He'll be very hard to get passed up for the 1,400 second up. Number 2, Ninth Legion. You want the track improving by this stage of the day if you want to back Ninth Legion. He's definitely not as good on the soft as he is on a good track. But we heard from Nevesh earlier, we could be up to a good 4 by this stage. And I just loved that last Eagle Farm run. So he's going into the quaddie. And number 7, Gold Symphony, down there on 53 kilos. If they do overcook it up front,
feel about to come off the leader's back. Craig Leally is third. Then Nasty Girl. Rhythm of Light in front. Claimed now by Paris Imperial. She surges to the front. Shot away from Rhythm of Light
in
Paris Imperial. Up on the outside. Then we got Nasty Girl, but it's an easy one to the favourite. Paris Imperial is down one by a length. Rhythm of Light in a photo for the minor end of the prize with Nasty Girl. Craig Leally run fourth. Craig Lee Max. Then came Zoppany Rocket. Lion's Mane was last of all.
But in saying that, as soon as the
she looked
out
to be
track, you're mad if you leave
just
out.
Not travelling.
I've had to leave him out because I've already got 4.
Three, back last over on the end. Falls down.
Okay, we'll move on to race number 8. This is the 1,400
Rocknet,
benchmark.
One up by length and a half. Second's got him. He got it. It's a photo. Third between
going around today. Dawson's Power and Hogwarts will be going around at the SCG tomorrow, Quinny.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hogwarts has been popular today as well. 380 into 360.
In front with a high chase and lead from Sky Rocknet. Outside and by the inside, 50 metres. The deepest.
Sonic Swish 5, Dark Steel 750. But the best backed runner is the 4 God Unders. Was $13 earlier in the week. And as much as 750 still this morning, has been backed into 650 in well at the weights after the claim. Drawn gate 1 and potentially, Joycey, could punters be homing in on God Unders because it could be an easy leader?
Maybe, Quinny. I'm not sure. I've got to confess here. I did declare God Unders on Thursday morning. And the odds have been
comes the widest from citations, an explosive one, the next one, and first rain is the deepest runner. 350 metres left to go. Game Pie the inside, Rocknet down the outside, and Scotty Bigotti in the centre. We've got Game Pie and also Rocknet. Rocknet's Rexley from Scotty Bigotti and Game Pie. Citations and Jimmy Hoffa, but Rocknet's in front with 100 metres left to go. Coming clear from Scotty Bigotti and Game Pie, and Rocknet is too good. Rocknet won it by length and a half. Second, Scotty Bigotti. It's a photo third between Pop and Scotchy flashed up out wide in Game Pie. Not much between that pair. Citations next time from Explosive One, Spirit Minded. K-Bot, Jimmy Hoffa, Larrable. First rain, Fewers, a Mullet Man. And the last one was Uncle Jerry. Rocknet, number 3. Ty Anglin, 4. Dale and Billy,
like I was. You were patient.
Just as
you
Royal, two or three to widows, better out as old.
Hopefully, we get overs.
Irish Constabulary, Irish Constabulary after. Sweet Repeat has got a kick. Sweet Repeat in front. It's an upset. Sweet Repeat by a length on Irish Constabulary.
He's been racing really well of late. Number 10 for 30 for they probably need to
right. Here comes
Ard.
Sweet Kalaru, being fiercely defeated in front. Brimless straight and wide about Ard. And aside from
I'll set this up for this horse. His first up run was good, and he was open to a stack of improvement. So Imanui's my knockout chance. Best of the rest here, I thought, number 7, Sonic Swish, who is thereabouts. Just struggles to sort of put them away. So I'll go four on top, the best of the day, from
3
to
the outside from Hellaroo,
well,
the starter runner, and then wide around
the old Brown Eye. They're in the straight proper. Sweet Repeat in front of Irish Constabulary, fiercely defined. Credit card miss Hellaroo. They're all trying hard.
Sweet Repeat in front of here comes Irish Constabulary. Irish Constabulary after. Sweet Repeat has got a kick. Sweet Repeat in front. It's an upset. Sweet Repeat by a length on Irish Constabulary and fiercely defined. Then the credit card miss or Hellaroo in a photo for four from Widow's Walk selfie, a break in the field then to Old Brown Eye Saipan Justice Royal with a promise to do a great deal and had me at hello tide to finish back towards the rear of the field. Sweet Repeat and young jockey.
I'll come up with 4, 6, 1, and 3. Suspense on top.
Religify in the Mecklen snippets left.
He got under there first up. He got the cash at Rose Hill, and he was held up for a lot of the straight there.
But
he
got under
the net. He would have won by probably length if he got out earlier. But that's the way he is. He likes to be held up. He likes to tuck in behind them. And hopefully by the last race today, that track's improved enough to give him a
chance. Religious. Then the back third, third between Snippets Land and Off the Rails. Then Backman from Dancers on Star, Dylan's Rojo, and Religify was the first beaten. Oh, he loves Rose Hill.
Here and gets the run of the race, so he's a huge threat. The one, Cadero, that last start win was no fluke, even though he went around a big odds. So he was being unlucky at a couple of runs before that. So he finally got what he deserved.
The starter, Miss Hell.
Don't be surprised if he's fighting it out again.
Sweet Repeat in front. Here comes Irish Constabulary.
First up stats. 5 tries first up for 4 previous victories.
Next meeting, he will be his fourth in the field with that.
And he's flying under the radar here.
Just to run on. Rocky King still there, and so too Executed, but it's all Sundance with 100 metres to go. Executed in second placing, but it's Sundance. Sundance untroubled by 2.5. Executed second. Real good third. Fourth might be Lady Jet Setter, although Darcy Woods close up. And Rocky King, last of the half dozen.
Absolutely. And Quinny, what's been the best back today?
Grounders has been popular, but the best back runner comes up in the first race on the program with Eden Rock. Now all the rage and an odds on
still there, and
well,
Sophie King still tries to run Lady Jetwell 300 metres.
Race number
26 today. Tommy, thanks Quinny, thanks Joycey.
Now before Joycey goes though, I need to take a quaddy. I can't get through a Saturday without a quaddy. And Joycey, I'm sure you've got some numbers for us.
I do have some numbers for you, Quinny. It's actually fairly boring today. It's almost the first four, so it's 1, 3, 5, 4 in the first, 1, 4, 2, and 7 in the second, because they're the two trap legs, I think. If we get through those, it should be smooth sailing. We've got 4, 3, 10, and 7 in the third leg, and then we bring it home with the 4 I mentioned, 4, 6, 1, and 3. So it's 4 before.
And Jeff Lloyd on Sundance set sail for the judge about a length clear of Rocky King. Executed went back to the insides about 2 lengths away third, and then came Lady Jet Setter down to the 300 metre mark, and Sundance is going well. Got away Sundance. Lady Jet Setter out wide tries to run on. Rocky King still there, and so too Executed, but it's all Sundance with 100 metres to go. Executed in second placing, but it's Sundance. Sundance untroubled by 2.5. Executed second. Real good third. Fourth might be Lady Jet Setter, although Darcy Woods close up, and Rocky King last of the half dozen in a good gallop here, a really good gallop of 56 and 71.
Every week Sunday mornings at 9, the wrap reviews the week's racing with leading form analyst Paul Joyce.
Now we've done our form playing forward quickly. Next one run the race through many times and
moves up and puts its nose in front and rolls away.
Ring Harrington Stakes race day with jockeys, trainers, stewards news, and the time for ratings with Gary Chris Sunday morning
at Liga, and I'm thinking he's looking for a run, but Nation Grabbed is in full flight with 100 metres left to go. They're lining up for the Miners, but on the fresh side, he'll be too good for them. Palmer, and Motion Granite beat him and stole the show.
Jackpot at Royal Randwick today, and a $25,000 first four jackpot.
Today, Major's Bap stole the show. Weinberg has got the better armor. Got a 400 picking there, Hastable.
Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today.
And last of all, as I'm thinking, their homeward bounder, short of 400 metres left to Rana, Motion Grounded, quickly got the better of Scander. Fine Ferguson's Batlinger, stole the show as Batling, Captain H is Batlinger, and I'm thinking he's looking for Rana, but Motion Grounded is in full flight with 100 metres left to go. They're lining up for the Miners, but on the fresh side, he'll be too good for them, and Motion Grounded beat home. Stole the show. Third Scander, fourth I'm thinking. Captain H, Feinberger sneaks. Margin to our racketeer in last position. Motion Grounded the winner. There was a school of thought that maybe 1,000 metres might be too short and he'd get back.
To go in.
They're right.
Yes, it's the Bortley Wine Competition where you're